You can be seated. The gospel for this second Sunday of Easter brings us into the upper room where the disciples are gathered behind locked doors. Just days earlier, they had seen their Lord crucified. Now they are afraid. Afraid of the authorities. Afraid for their own lives. Afraid that everything they had hoped for has come to nothing. It is into that fear that Jesus comes. Even though the doors are shut, they are no barrier to him. He stands among them and speaks his first word, Shalom, peace be with you. Not condemnation, not disappointed, but peace, Shalom, the gift of God's wholeness and life. Then he shows them his hands and his side. The wounds are still there. The risen Christ is not untouched by suffering. He carries it, transformed. And when the disciples see him, their fear gives way to joy. Then Jesus breathes on them and says, Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. And then he sends them out, not as perfect people, but as forgiven people, to bring forgiveness to the world. This is our story, too. We know what it is to live behind locked doors, not always physical doors, but the doors of anxiety, grief, uncertainty, and fear. Fear about our families, our future, our health, and even our world. And into all of that, the risen Jesus still comes and says, Shalom, peace be with you. A week later, the gospel tells us Thomas is with them. The disciples, and he had not been there the first time. And he is honest about his doubt. Unless I see, unless I touch, I will not believe. Thomas often gets a bad reputation, but in truth, he speaks for many of us. We too wrestle with doubt. We too want something we can hold on to, especially when life is hard. And notice this, Jesus does not reject Thomas. He comes back for him. Again through locked doors, again with the same greeting, peace be with you. Then he turns to Thomas. Put your finger here, see my hands? Bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not doubt, but believe. The gospel doesn't say whether Thomas actually touched the wounds. It simply tells us that he falls before Jesus and makes one of the most profound confessions in all of scriptures, my Lord and my God. Sometimes it is not proof that leads to faith, it is encounter. It is being met by Christ right in the middle of our questions, in the middle of our fears. Let me share a story. A young boy was raised by his grandmother in a small country town. One night, their house caught fire. The grandmother tried to reach the boy upstairs, but was overcome by smoke and died. As the house burned, a crowd gathered outside, and they could hear the boy crying for help. But no one knew what to do. Suddenly, a man pushed through the crowd and began climbing a hot iron pipe on the side of the house. He reached the second floor window, went in, found the boy, and brought him down safely. His own hands badly burned in the process. Months later, a meeting was held to decide who would care for the boy. A farmer offered him a home and a future. A teacher promised him a good education. A banker spoke of comfort and opportunity. Then another man stood up quietly and said, I have little to offer, only my love. And he slowly raised his hands, scarred from the fire. The boy recognized him immediately, the one who had saved his life, and ran into his arms. The decision was clear. The scarred hands said it all. And so it is with Jesus. The wounds in his hands and in his side say everything we need to know. They tell us that his love is real, that it has gone all the way, that it has faced suffering and death and overcome them. And that is why Thomas can say, My Lord and my God. And that is why we can say it too, my Lord and my God. So the question for us this Easter season is not just whether we believe, but how we live that belief. Through baptism, we have died with Christ and risen with him. We have been given new life. We have received his peace and his spirit. But what does that look like in everyday life? It looks like forgiveness when it would be easier to hold a grudge. It looks like compassion when others are hurting. It looks like patience in a world that is often impatient. And it looks like hope when everything around us feels uncertain. In other words, it means that our lives begin to bear the marks of Christ, not wounds of suffering alone, but signs of love given, mercy shared, and faith lived. The risen Jesus still comes to us. He still speaks peace into our fears. He still shows us his hands and his side. And he still invites us, like Thomas, to believe and to respond with our whole lives. My Lord and my God. Amen.